20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Packers fans? Happy Monday. Welcome into an all-new episode of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Herman. You can follow me on Twitter at AndyHermanNFL. You can find the podcast at Pack-A-Day Podcast. We have officially hit free agency day one. The legal tampering period will be open at 11 a.m. Central Time, and we have a lot to discuss. So let's get into it right away. Thank you to Chase F and TDV1765 for becoming brand new Pack-A-Day Podcast YouTube members. Appreciate that a ton. Wanted to shout that out before we get started. But we had a wild weekend of moves, transactions, trades, re-signings, restructures. Josh Allen is the highest paid player in all of football. There is a ton, and I mean a ton, that has happened. But unfortunately for the Green Bay Packers, it's all over. Free agency's done. It's ruined. We have nothing to look forward to because Davante Adams and DK Metcalf are officially off the board. Davante Adams is a LA Ram, and then DK Metcalf is a Pittsburgh Steeler. And those were the two big moves that everyone in Packerland wanted to talk about and how this affects the Packers moving forward. I say the beginning in jest. Obviously, free agency is not ruined. There's a lot of time left. There's a lot of moves to be made. But I know a lot of people were very, very frustrated with the fact that Green Bay was not the end destination for either DK Metcalf or Davante Adams. And both of them now are solidified with other teams. The bigger piece of this that I know some people are also very frustrated with is that per Jason Wilde, and I know Matt Schneidman had reporting on this as well, at least per the Davante Adams one for sure. I don't know if he was on the Metcalf one, but I know he had reported it previously. So both of them have been on top of it. The Packers had zero contact with either the Davante Adams and his agent or the Seahawks and DK Metcalf. There's other reporting that's out there that Green Bay did have contact, at least with DK Metcalf and the Seahawks, etc. Choose your own adventure here with what you want to believe, not believe. It doesn't really matter one way or the other, because at the end of the day, neither of them are members of the Green Bay Packers, and both of them will be playing elsewhere. And again, I understand very much how frustrated people are about these two particular moves, and that Green Bay, whether or not they were involved in the conversation, I don't even know what's the better connotation, because if they were involved in the conversation, then this idea of all Green Bay is just always involved in the conversation and never does anything takes more hold. And the other way, it's like, oh, they didn't even call? Well, what are we doing here? Choose your fighter in that one. Like I said, I don't really care. That at the end of the day, all that matters is that neither of them are members of the Green Bay Packers. Let's start with Davante Adams. 2 years, $44 million. Gets everything that he wanted. And I mean everything that he wanted. First of all, he gets a 2 year, $44 million deal. That's a very pricey free agent signing for the Rams. This is over 20 mil per season, which I think we sort of had suggested 17, 18, 19, 20. He gets 22 mil per year. And it looks like it's going to probably look like a 1 year, $20 million contract. And then potential basically team option for 1 year, 24, but we'll see how that kind of gets structured out. He gets a legitimate quarterback in Matthew Stafford. He goes to a legitimate contender in the LA Rams. They were right there at this thing at the end of last year. I mean, they were really the team that competed the best against the Philadelphia Eagles. And now they have Davante Adams on the team to go along with Puka Nacua. And it's on the West Coast in LA, exactly what he wanted. He got everything. Good coach, good quarterback, contender, West Coast, big payday. This is, sometimes in these situations, you get maybe one or two things that you're looking for. Davante got everything. And whether or not Green Bay was involved, like my guess is that Green Bay offers, 2 years, $46 million, $48 million. He's still going to the Rams. He wanted to go West Coast, and you could argue contender. You could argue Love versus Stafford. You could argue some of these things, but I think going West Coast, playing in LA, playing for the Rams, I just don't know that Green Bay would have been able to compete with it, even if they were super involved in those contract discussions. So good for him. Good for Davante Adams. Clearly a very good move for the Rams. Pairing him with Puka Nacua gives them two really talented wide receivers. Really difficult to stop. you know, Kyren Williams in the backfield, Stafford at quarterback. That's a heck of a roster. And you know, for a Rams team that looked like for a moment they were this close away from moving on from Matthew Stafford, maybe you know, already looking to move on from Cooper Kupp, looked like this was maybe going to go in a very different direction for the Rams. Then they bring back Alaric Jackson and Matthew Stafford. They bring in Devontae Adams. And all of a sudden, this looks a whole heck of a lot different than it did maybe just a week or two ago. From a DK Metcalf standpoint, the Pittsburgh Steelers give up a second round pick. It's at least somewhat notable that that Steelers second round pick is two spots ahead of Green Bay. So in you know, ideal world, or I guess in this case, a less than ideal world where Green Bay and Pittsburgh would both offer their second round picks, the Steelers had a pick that was two picks higher. So they would have chosen the Steelers if both offers were the same. Now, again, the notes or at least the reports here are that Green Bay did not make an offer, were not in contact. Again, we don't need to get into all of that, but had they done so, had they offered a second round pick, the Steelers' second round pick would have been better. The big piece here is that the contract is a reported five-year, $150 million deal. It's another one where we're going to want to see the contract and how it's structured and everything like that and how much of this is real and how much of it is fake. But 5 years, $150 is a legitimate, massive contract for DK Metcalf. A massive, massive contract. You're not only giving up 30 mil per year on a five-year deal for DK Metcalf, but you're also giving up a second-round pick, basically like a top 50 pick in this situation. That is a ton to give up for one wide receiver, one that has not been like a first-team All-Pro or anything. Like, he's a very good wide receiver, very good field stretcher, brings a lot to the table. I'm not saying that this is like some insane cost, but it is a very hefty price to pay for any team, especially a team like the Steelers. At least as of right now, I don't even know who the quarterback is going to be. It seems like it could be potentially a problem, but a big, massive swing by the Steelers to go get DK Metcalf. And then, of course, that brings about the string of fire Gutekunst. The Packers are just sitting on their hands again. They don't want to win. They don't care about it, et cetera, et cetera. I will say this one more time. First of all, fan how you want to fan. Do whatever you want to do. I understand the frustration at wide receiver. When it comes to wide receiver in particular, it's for whatever reason been this touchy subject, you know, where people have always wanted them to spend a first round pick or go get this huge playmaking wide receiver. For the most part, through the good chunk of, you know, history, you know, the last 30 years, Favre, Rodgers, and Jordan have had some really talented wide receivers in their midst, right? Now, I get the wide receiver group last year did not live up to expectations, and everyone wants to see them make some sort of splash. And I'll also add on top of that, we've talked about for the last, what, month, probably more, that there were really two wide receivers that made sense in some real way for this team. If you were going to get somebody that was going to be at the top of this wide receiver room, which is we kind of looked at and said, hey, they don't just need like some sort of rotational guy. They either need a big-time playmaker and or somebody who can stretch the field in a significant way. Those are the things you're kind of looking for. And you looked at the free agent market, you looked at the trade market, you looked at the draft, and you said, the two guys that really make the most sense, Devontae Adams and DK Metcalf. And now before free agency either even starts, both of them are officially off the board. So again, I understand why people wanted to see one of these two wide receivers as members of the Green Bay Packers, because we've been talking about these two making the most sense for a while now. I totally get it. You have to look at each of these deals separately. From a Devontae standpoint, we kind of touched base on it already. I just don't know that Green Bay was going to be able to get into that conversation. I mean, and let's say, right, again, if it's even 2 years, 22, I think he's clearly going Rams. If it's 2 years, 50 million, I think he's going Rams. I mean, again, you can make the offer, whatever, you can get engaged in those conversations. But where's that price point of like, all right, we're going to offer you more and more. Is it 2 years, 6 years? Are you offering him 30 mil per year? The 2 years, 50, 55, like where's that number where Devontae would say yes to Green Bay? And at what point is it just no longer worth it? And I think Green Bay probably had some sense that this was just not going to be something that ended up being the case. He wanted to go West Coast. There probably wasn't going to be a number that made sense for both sides. And again, I don't know how anyone is going to beat what the Rams gave him, because the Rams gave him everything he wanted and no other team. I mean, maybe the Chargers could have done it, right? Maybe the Chargers could have done it. Yeah, I think that's probably it. I think this would have been either the Rams or the Chargers. I don't think Green Bay could have competed with this. So do I think that they maybe should have, if they weren't involved in the conversation, sure. I just don't think it matters. I just don't think it matters, because I don't think that they were going to get a good enough offer to Devontae where he would have said yes to what this was where he got everything he wanted. All right, so that's number one. The DK Metcalf one. All right, we've talked about Metcalf for a while now, of how this, you know, theoretically could make some sense. And I understand the immediate reaction of like, all it took was a second round pick. That's what it took. That you couldn't get to a second round pick for DK Metcalf. And that piece of it, totally agree with. A second round pick. Now they would have to give a little bit more to move those two spots ahead of where Pittsburgh was picking, right? You know, whether it's a two and a player, a two and a, like even like a two and a five should have been more than enough in that situation. But they would have had to do that. That's an easy, in my opinion, ask from the Seahawks. You want a second round pick in something like that? That's a good enough deal for DK Metcalf. A second round pick and maybe a little bit more than that, plus a $30 million a year contract for five seasons, $150 million in totality, is a really, really, really steep price. And I'll just be totally transparent. If DK was a unrestricted free agent and Green Bay could get him for 5 years, 150, I would take a long pause and be like, man, I don't know. I think if Tutu Atwell's going for $10 million and, you know, Shakir's going for $15 million, I think I'm okay with it. But it would take me, there would be a long pause and I'd have to really do some reflecting of like, is this a contract I want to take on? And I get that the contracts right now are evolving in real time. We're about to see some crazy money get thrown around. We've already seen it get thrown around. So I get things are changing here and you have to evolve with the times or you get left behind. And I said it before, scared money don't make money. At some point you have to be ultra aggressive. And I do think that there is a time and place for Goody to do something like that. I'm just saying for DK Metcalf, we're not talking Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson. We're not talking AJ Brown. We're not talking one of these premium top five, top 10 wide receivers, right? Metcalf is really good. Really good. Would fit in this offense a lot. I like the overall fit in Green Bay. But $150 million on a five-year deal, plus on top of that, a second-round pick. And you would have had to give him more because the Steelers had the better second-round pick. That is a lot to give up for one player. And it really would have, I think, nuked some of what Green Bay was going to be able to do in free agency elsewhere. And you lose that second-round pick as well. So this is a huge cost, a huge cost. I'll say it one more time. I don't think they could have really got involved too much more in that, you know, the Devontae conversation. I think he was going to go to the Rams no matter what with that contract out there. And I have no real issue of not giving up a premium draft choice plus $150 million contract for DK Metcalf. And the other thing too is, you know, again, I mentioned it with DK, but Adams would potentially preclude you from maybe going all in a different direction as well. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but if they do go out and get a Trey Hendrickson or maybe even a Milton Williams or some big time free agent signing, it is possible that the Adams deal and certainly the Metcalf deal would have made it so that they couldn't do that. And I think if you look at Goody and what he said about wide receiver and not wanting to give these huge contracts to these wide receivers because it doesn't show like that it usually pays off to go out and win championships, I understand his thinking there. Then you need to pay it off elsewhere with another big sign. And if that's the case, that's fine. I'm okay with that. We just talked about the other day of like, if you had your choice between Trey Hendrickson and DK Metcalf, like Hendrickson's the way to go in that situation. If it's a similar compensation, I don't know what ends up happening here. I don't know if they end up getting another wide receiver. I don't know if they end up going aggressive in a different direction and getting a big time player like a Trey Hendrickson and Milton Williams. We're going to have to wait and see. But this idea that Goody has already failed or that Green Bay is just resting on its laurels or that they just want to be competitive every year, that they don't really care truly about winning, it's just it's a garbage narrative. It's an absolute garbage narrative. I promise you, there's a time and a place. If we get through this first even week of free agency or even like if we get further along and we're looking at this 53-man roster, you know, after the draft and you're just like, all right, they brought back Josh Myers. They signed a couple of their, you know, Corey Ballantyne and Robert Rochelle type players, brought back McDuffie, you know, and maybe signed, I don't know, some mid-tier corner and a, you know, Chauncey Golston at defensive end or something like that. Yeah. by all means, get your pitchforks out. Do what you need to do. I even that I'm being exaggerated, you know, or exaggerating here, but like there can be a time and a place to be upset if they go super conservative and don't really do anything here. Green Bay needs to make a couple moves here of significance. Josh Jacobs said it. I don't disagree with him. So I think being ultra conservative and not really doing anything here is reason to be ticked off. Free agency hasn't even started yet. It hasn't even started. The draft is still, you know, over a month away. They are 178 days away from the opening Thursday night kickoff game on Thursday Night Football on September 4th. 178 days. There is a long time to go before Green Bay needs to play a game and have a roster ready. Can we give Brian Gutekunst a hot second? And this idea, this narrative of, oh, just always in on the conversations, we've talked about it. He's had three times where he's had money to spend. First time he did it with Jimmy Graham, Muhammad Wilkerson. Second time he did it with Billy Turner, Adrian Amos, Preston Smith, Za'Darius Smith. Last year he did it with Josh Jacobs and with Xavier McKinney. Every time he's had money to spend, he's gone out and spent it. Every single time. So I get that there is still, again, some frustration here and that they didn't get the top two wide receiver targets, but let's just give Goody and the Packers a hot second to figure out the entire market and see how this team shapes up. There is no 1A perfect way to build a roster. It can be very different year to year. And Green Bay is not in this barren place offensively. They were already putting up a top 10 offensive performance a season ago. And yes, I get that it failed at the end when you needed it most, but I trust a healthy Jordan Love, Matt LaFleur with this offense, good wide receivers, good tight ends, Josh Jacobs at running back. There is not a complete lack of talent on this offense. And they still have plenty of time to add some players as well. The free agency starts today. Let's see what they do. Roster building continues to be a 365-day-a-year process. And we have talked about it before as well. I talked about it numerous times of like, hey, if you are going to address some of these things, address corner, pass rusher, defensive tackle, offensive line, address those things now. Because come trade deadline time, come cut down time when you're trying to maybe make some roster moves, it is really difficult to find a really great offensive lineman. It is really difficult to find a really good pass rusher. But you know what comes available almost every trade deadline and all throughout the course of the year? Wide receiver trades. They're almost always out there. So this can be something where maybe they're sitting at 7-1 at the deadline and the wide receiver room still needs a bit of an upgrade. All right, there's probably going to be opportunities to do that. It doesn't all have to be done by the day before the start of free agency. It hasn't even started yet. And I get these are two players everyone wanted, but let's give it a second. Let's just give it a moment to breathe and see what Goody does here before we get all the pitchforks ready for no reason at all, because he could still have a massive next couple weeks and completely change this roster to make it really look into a Super Bowl contender. And we might look at it now and say, you know, yeah, DK and Adams were the ones that made sense all along. Like when AJ Brown got traded, nobody was expecting AJ Brown to get traded. Maybe there's a random wide receiver that we don't even expect. I've thrown Darnell Mooney out there as a potential name to that maybe could make sense. Garrett Wilson. I don't think the Jets are going to trade Garrett Wilson, but maybe all of a sudden that becomes something that's available. Who knows? Who knows how this could go, and who knows who becomes available at what different times throughout the course of the year as well. And there's still a draft and everything. Let's see what Goody does before we get too out of control here as to what our expectations were going into this free agency period. I don't think this is anything normal, and I don't know how many times I said it over the last few weeks. Did you see Goody giving $150 million and a second round pick for a 28-year-old or 27-year-old wide receiver? I've said it all, like, I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I see it. I don't have a major issue with the Metcalf thing. I really, really don't. Would I have liked him in Green Bay? Yes. Would he have been a fun piece? Absolutely. But is this some like egregious error because they didn't give DK Metcalf $150 million and give away a second round pick to do so? Man, no. I think sometimes the best deals are the ones you don't make. I think this contract's probably not going to age super well. That's just my gut feel on it. I don't have a major problem with it. And I don't think they were getting Devontae with what the Rams gave him. So I don't hate either of those things. I'm bummed, Yes, I would have liked one of them to have been a Green Bay Packer. I'm bummed that neither of them will be, but I can understand what Goody was thinking in both of those situations. Goody needs to be aggressive. There needs to be a sense of urgency. There's no two ways around it. He needs to be able to make an upgrade on this team in, I think, a fairly significant way. But I'm more than willing to give him the time that he needs to be able to go out and do that and see what he does in free agency, the draft, trades, et cetera, over the course of the next month, month and a half, because there is a lot of time left to build this team. Of course, the next question then becomes, where do you go at wide receiver from here? There's some still available. Chris Godwin, I don't see Green Bay being in a $25 million a year market for Chris Godwin. Don't think he's exactly what they need. Amari Cooper, to me, just fell off too much. Again, a little bit older. Don't see that one necessarily being the case. Darius Slayton, somebody that we've talked about. Maybe that's somebody that they could get in on. Maybe. I think it's probably going to be a little bit of an overspend as well, but I wouldn't be stunned if Green Bay maybe took a shot at that. I don't see Cooper Kupp. It's just not what they need in this offense in the slot. I just really don't see it. DJ Chark would be maybe some sort of value free agent signing to get somebody that can stretch the field. Same thing with MVS. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine is somebody that we've talked about. De'Ami Brown and like a Josh Palmer, two guys that can win on the outside a little bit. Those could be some interesting options for Green Bay. But let's see what they, you know, can either do in free agency. There's also the draft, cutdowns, trade deadline later in the year. Wide receiver you can find through different points of the season. It doesn't necessarily have to be right now. Would we all like there to be a premium wide receiver out there that Green Bay could go get? Yes. But let's give it a hot second to see, again, what Green Bay can possibly do to upgrade this wide receiver room. There's not a ton out there. We can be real about it. We can be realistic. We can be disappointed. There's not a ton that's going to really move the needle in a significant way, but you never know. Like I said, weirder things have happened and strange wide receiver trades have definitely come and gone through the course of the NFL's history. And again, maybe some of these guys on the roster take a step. Maybe you find a second round gem. There are ways to still make this offense extremely successful, even with the guys that you have currently on this roster. Josh Myers and friends that are not re-signed yet. There was no movement from Green Bay standpoint other than Brandon McManus and Isaiah McDuffie. So those are all set to become free agents. We moved potentially one step closer to Aaron Rodgers as a member of the Minnesota Vikings. It's another one I'll still believe when I see, but I talked about this. I tweeted it out last November of like, I think people don't realize just how close to a reality that this could potentially be. And at the time, back in November, I said, what needs to happen is Darnold gets a big contract offer elsewhere. Minnesota can't do it because they just spent a first-round pick on J.J. McCarthy. And maybe J.J. McCarthy's not just quite ready yet coming off of injury or ready to be leading a team that was a, you know, playoff team a season ago. So you sign a one-year stopgap quarterback, and what one-year stopgap quarterback could be out there? Well, hello, Aaron Rodgers. And there are some reports now with the Geno Smith trade that you could end up in a variety of different things that take place here. But it could end up with Sam Darnold as a member of the Seattle Seahawks. And there's an outside chance that Aaron Rodgers could end up as a member of the Minnesota Vikings. We'll see if it happens. I'm for it. I'm for the chaos here. I want to see, I think some really fun battles between Aaron and Green Bay. I'm not scared of Aaron as a Minnesota Viking. We know Devontae's not going with him anymore. But we'll see. We'll see. I get that the people that don't want to see Rodgers in a 12 jersey, I get it. Or in a Vikings 12 jersey, I get it. I'm not necessarily saying it needs to be the case for me. I think it's entertaining. I think there's a lot of value in it. I think this is why we enjoy the NFL. I think from an NFL standpoint, it's amazing. So if you don't want it, I get it. I think I'm more in the camp of bring it on. Sounds like a ton of fun. Let's see what happens. Meanwhile, Myles Garrett re-signs in Cleveland. That deal's done, so Myles Garrett's not going anywhere. Aaron Jones re-signs with the Minnesota Vikings. Harold Landry was released by the Tennessee Titans and then picked up already by the New England Patriots. So that's a defensive end who became available and then immediately got gobbled up. Jamien Sherwood of the Jets, he re-signs. The Lions release Za'Darius Smith. Don't expect any sort of reunion there. Chiefs re-sign Nick Bolton. Jerron Reed, former Packer, re-signs with Seattle. It's just like the Seahawks. They trade away Geno Smith, cut Tyler Lockett, trade away DK Metcalf, but we're going to prioritize re-signing Jerron Reed. Just like some of these things are always very interesting to me. Baron Browning signs back with the Cardinals. The Bills release Von Miller. Zach Ertz back to the Commanders. Ronnie Stanley back to the Baltimore Ravens. That was a big one. Lions re-signed Marcus Davenport after being injured again last year. That was a little bit of a surprising one for me. Hollywood Brown back to the Chiefs. There was obviously some Xavier Worthy stuff that happened over the weekend as well. Mike Gesicki back to the Bengals. Greg Rousseau extends with the Bills. Of course, Josh Allen, the big extension with the Bills as well. Geno Smith, as mentioned, gets traded to the Raiders. Lavonte David re-signs with Tampa Bay in a one-year deal. Texans release Shaq Mason, and the Commanders release Jonathan Allen. Lots going on. I think, again, the big thing here with the wide receiver moves, and the wide receiver market's been robust already. We talked about Tutu Atwell getting a $10 million deal, a Shakir deal. We've seen DK Metcalf. We see Devontae Adams. Like, those wide receivers, I think, are going to come off the board very quickly, and I think that's going to make it very interesting to see, again, how Green Bay attacks that wide receiver position specifically in this free agency period. All right, my predictions. I went over what I would do already. All right, if you missed that episode, go back and check it out, what my ideal offseason would be. I think my two predictions to kick off free agency here, I think Green Bay goes out, signs Dio Denigbo, and then they re-sign Josh Myers. That's my prediction. We'll see if they do anything more than that, more spectacular. I would not make that would not probably be my 1A free agency for Green Bay. Let's just put it that way. But that's my prediction. Odenigbo and then Josh Myers as their two moves that they make over the course of this next week. I think they'll find a trade for Jaire Alexander, and then we'll kind of go from there. But that's my predictions as of now. I'm still on the Milton Williams train. I actually do like Dio. I'm not obviously wanting them to re-sign Josh Myers, but I am very excited still for this. I know they didn't get the two top wide receivers. A lot of different ways to build this thing. Money to go out and spend. And it's a really important week plus for Goody and company. It is. And I'm not saying that there couldn't be disappointment here. I'm not saying Goody's infallible. I'm not saying that everything's peachy keen and perfect. There's work to be done. But let's let that opportunity allow itself to play out to see what this looks like in a week or two before we jump to too many conclusions and just start, again, getting the pitchforks out and wanting everyone fired. Just give it a second to breathe. This should be fun. It's a very fun time of year. Enjoy it. It's going to come fast and furious. There's going to be some major free agent signings on Monday. We'll see if Green Bay's a part of that or not. We could see some complete franchise-altering moves from Green Bay, or we could see them take it easy on day one and maybe start day two, day three, looking for a little bit more value. I get that's not what people want to hear, and I do think Green Bay needs to find a way to be aggressive. I really do, but I'm excited for it still. A lot of really talented players out there. Let's see how Green Bay navigates this and builds a roster that hopefully can compete this upcoming season. Enjoy day one of free agency. I'm going to try to go live with any breaking news. So from about 11 till 3, if there's any breaking news, I'm going to try to go live on YouTube. 3 o'clock, I'll be live on Bleacher Report. And then 7 o'clock PM, Aaron Negler and I are going to be doing a live stream both on Cheesehead TV and right here on the Packaday podcast as well. So you can check that out. And it's going to be a busy, fun, exciting day. So stay tuned. Keep it right here at the Packaday podcast. Of course, you can find the Packaday podcast wherever you get your favorite podcasts or right here on YouTube as well. Shout out to our All-Pro and Hall of Fame members. I'm trying to think, I feel like I'm forgetting something, but I think that's it. I think it's just ready to be excited for Monday and hopefully Green Bay making some big moves. So buckle in, enjoy it, everyone. Shout out, as I mentioned, to our All-Pro and Hall of Fame members, Most Hated Minnesotan, PJ Wynn, John Wild, Brandon Paletta, Jennifer Wright, Boom Handle, Donna Lee, Lori Lord, Baby QB, David McCluskey, Donald Decker, Alex Wong, Peter Rataka, Jay Zimmerman, B. Brown, Puerto Rican Packer, Dan Gesford, Step Keat, Dylan Patscott, Bobby Santoro, SoCal Pack, Chris Rager, Izzy Roberts, Ian Ewing, Razul Douglas, Time, and Jake Kohner. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment, give those 5-star reviews. Let me know what you're thinking. Are you feeling okay still? Are you disappointed, sad, upset? How are you feeling? A lot of time left. Enjoy this one, everyone. I'll see you guys tomorrow, hopefully live to break a huge, you know, Packers free agent signing on Monday. But I'll definitely be back here tomorrow as well. And until next time, and as always, go Pack, go.